All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to an all-new episode of Artsy Fartsy Immigrants. We are live today on TikTok once again. I know that sometimes being live is a little divisive for the listeners here, but I always find it's a good time. It's a lot of fun to sort of touch base with who is, you know, who's watching my stuff? Who's watching my stuff? Who's watching it? And who's listening to what I'm doing? I'm trying, as Jordan Klepper would say, trying to finger the pulse. Get my finger on the pulse of the audience that I've developed based off my absolute insanity. But yeah, it's a new week, and there's a lot of developments going on. Basically, what I'm going to do is just update and chit-chat, and if anybody, as usual, if you've been a part of our, you know, TikTok episodes before, when anyone throws up a question or a statement or wants anything, I'll stop what I'm talking about and try and get back to them. But, yeah, we're getting close to June already, which is really crazy. And I am kind of blown away with what's been happening, like business-wise for me the last, well, I mean, what's gonna happen, like what's planned. I'm gonna get to all that in just a second. David says, how long did it take you to learn German? Was living in Austria for 10 months, learning for a year, but still can't get the hang of it. Man, I have to tell you that that's continuously been my greatest struggle. Like, learning German never got easier, and it never gets easier. And I think you have to either be in a position where you just don't have a choice. Like, there, you know, mentally you have this block of like, okay, there is no going back. That's the only way I think that you can kind of force yourself to get through the walls and the serious obstacles in your way to going from absolutely no knowledge of the German language to knowing enough to get by and to feel confident enough to like exist in that language, not be fluent. I mean, that's for the crazy people. Being fluent in German is for the real weirdos, okay? I don't condone it. I don't understand it. I think if you're going from absolute zero knowledge to being fluent, especially in under 10 years, then someone hurt you as a child and this is how you fill that hole. But yeah, I'm not perfect in German by far, and it is constantly a struggle, and you just kind of have to keep chugging along, man. Storm says drinking the local beer helps. Conversationally, yes. Like occasionally drinking the beer, that will loosen up anybody. Let's see. David says, as soon as they hear my accent, they switch to English. It's so frustrating. Absolutely. I mean, that is just like day in and day out. Exactly. So many of my interactions, you know, I would get the courage up finally to speak German and to be giving it my all and to be so transparent about, you know, being vulnerable, really trying my best to do it. And then I would get der, die, das, den, dem, something switched up, and they would say, oh, maybe English is better, and then they would switch, and you're like, no, but I was finally in a place of confidence. I was trying. And it's just like, oh, but we like to speak English, so blah, blah, blah. You know, it's just easier. Let's see. Adriana says, oh my God, I thought you held both nationalities. Your pronunciation is fantastic. Well, thank you very much. That's really nice of you to say, Adriana. When I do my impression of a German, I think it's helpful that I'm a musician. And I think having this ear for what kind of accent certain Germans have, especially in Bavaria, like, oh, thank you, Storm, for the heart. I really appreciate that. Thank you. I think having an ear for the kind of accents Germans have helps sort of, you know, build that character, to create that character that's, you know, I think sometimes Johannes is what I call him. I call my character Johannes. And I think Johannes is occasionally pretty believable because he has, you know, this sort of broken thing. I remember I've talked to a few friends about this who moved to Germany from different countries. And I remember we talked about how, I don't know if you guys feel this way. Thank you, Jessica, for the Panther. That's awesome. Yeah, here we go. Papa Giorgio is like freaking out that I'm not German. No, I mean, that's the thing. I remember having this conversation with a friend who moved to Germany from a foreign country, and they said they did the same thing, which was the first year or two, you're speaking to so many German people in English that your ear sort of develops for which German person speaks English better or not. Like pretty much immediately you can have a conversation with a German and you can hear from the accent, is this going to be a fluid conversation or is it going to be something where I should maybe respectfully slow down or be very clear with how I'm talking just to make sure that everything's, you know, working so the conversation is flowing. And what you do, or what I did and what my friend did, was actually changed the way your English sounded. There's a video of me announcing a concert that I had back in 2016, and I was hanging around with so many German people who I was speaking English to. I was really just beginning learning German at the time. And I remember I was talking a little funny. Hi, it's your local... your local favorite neighborhood, American Jordan. You know, I was really like milking. And I watch that thing now and I want to blow my brains out. Like how cringy and weird. And how did I not notice that? I had friends from New Orleans commenting like, hey, nice accent. You know, it didn't make any sense why I was doing that. But you adapt to the cultures that you're in. You adapt to the situations. Thank you, Jessica, for sending the TikTok. That's really cool. Thanks, guys, for likes. Thanks for joining. We got a good crowd going here, and I'm really just, this is a lot of fun. I haven't done a live TikTok in a while. Cammy says, I send your TikToks to my mom. She's German, and she doesn't find them funny because they're true. You know, my favorite comments that I get that aren't supportive are the ones who say, not to be the German, but I don't really understand why this is funny. I love that. I love that because it's exactly playing into the stereotype that I'm making fun of. Like you're literally mocking a type of German, and that German is the one seeing it going, well, not to be the German, but that's not funny. Also, I never laugh. Also, I'm dead inside. how much German did you know before you made the move to Germany? I mean, none. None. I took a couple of courses in college to sort of, I don't know, try and warm myself up to it, but it was horrible. Amber says, is it true that most Germans actually don't like Rammstein? That's really hard for me to say. I mean, it's kind of like asking, is it true that most Americans don't like U2 or something? I mean, it's just such a famous band. It's very hard to say that. I mean, I would say a lot of Germans definitely do, though, because I think it was last year, or maybe it's this year, they sold out a concert area that is the entire size of, and it is exactly the location in Munich where they hold Oktoberfest, which is just this, you know, enormous location, the Theresienwiese. And they sold it out as a public concert, which is, I don't know, over 100,000 people. So I think they definitely do, of course, you know. Let's see. I showed your videos to my colleague Marcus. He didn't laugh and he got offended. Oh, Marcus is a beleidigte Leberwurst, oder? Ja, der Markus ist eine beleidigte Leberwurst. Sheldor, what level German do you speak? I have passed... my B1s, my B1 exam. I passed that last year, but I haven't returned back to courses. I haven't gone back into the mud in a while. I'm getting pretty rusty, actually. Let's see here. I love your videos. Thank you very much. That's really nice. I'm relearning German. I lived in Berlin on an army base when I was young during the Cold War. Okay, that's pretty interesting. That was a pretty wild time to be living in Germany. Jessica, I'm from Germany living in LA. I love your videos and I send all the time, send them to all my friends here in California. That's amazing. That's so cool. Ironically or coincidentally, I'm meeting tomorrow with a TV producer who's from LA and lives in Cologne, I think. That's where most of like the TV networks are based, in Cologne. It's a good TV area. So having a meeting with him tomorrow. He's from LA, so it's kind of like you guys switch places. What other German learning tools do you use? Oh, okay. Well, I can suggest, I mean, maybe I'm a little biased because they paid me to do some partnerships, but I can definitely suggest Busuu as a good language learning app. Like, I feel like just about everybody who is trying to learn a language probably has spent some time on Duolingo, which can be really helpful, but you have to be someone who kind of gets into routines. If you're somebody who just like upfront needs the interaction with the person, probably these apps aren't going to do much for you in general, because I don't know, they didn't do too much for me. Like if I create like a morning routine for myself and I can put away 10 minutes, 5 minutes every day, you know, 5, 6, 7 days a week to really like practice and brush up on these phrases and nouns and verbs and stuff like that, then it can help. I mean, because you're only benefiting yourself if you're spending time with the language, right? But I was always someone who needed to be in a classroom, usually one-on-one. Robert asks, is it Cologne or Cone? Are they different? No, it's the same. It's this. Cologne is how non-Germans say it, and Cologne is the Cologne is how the Germans say it. It's pretty, let's see what this one says. It's pretty annoying. Let me read this. When Germans speak English but don't want, but your videos are so, I don't think I understand that one. I'm sorry. As a German living in, I'm living in Ausland. I love everything about your account. Thank you, Melamis. Jessica, I'm doing language transfer app and trying to speak with my sister who knows more German than me. Yeah, I mean, that's going to help you. It sounds simple. It sounds simple, but it's really not. But the solution is talking. And I mean, coming from me, who is not fluent. Thank you, Melamis, for the heart. I appreciate that. Thank you. Obese, you do still have the accent. I don't. Come on. I really don't. I know I don't sound like a German guy. That's silly. Now I lost my track of thought. But basically, let's just keep going. I forgot it. Let's see here. Videos are always on spot. Thank you. Are there the equivalent of rednecks in Germany? Yeah. I like this concept, this idea of different groups of people in different countries. Amber Blunt, you do sound American. I am American. I am from New Orleans. I'm from the States, guys. Come on. That's why I sound American, you weirdos. I'm about to blow some minds with that right now, I think. I just read something I wanted to answer. I'm sorry for the podcast listeners. I'm all over the place today. What did you say here? Oh, equivalent of rednecks. Oh, that's so interesting. Yeah, I love that. There's a group, and I think a lot of the germs here in the group are going to understand what I'm talking about, but there's a group, and there's a great Instagram page that makes fun of this, but the Almans, like the Alman memes, I don't know if you guys are familiar with this term. It's almost a little hard for me to explain it as a non-German, but an Alman, I don't even want to try. It's just basically like this niche group, this type. Maybe the germs can help explain what the Alman. Listen to this. Pauline, what did he say about American? Yeliana, it's silly when people point out that as an American, you sound American when you speak your second language. I don't know what's happening in this group right now, but Schrodhagen, thank you. You are such a beautiful, wonderful human being. Hey, guys, this guy, Schrodhagen right here, you are so funny. He makes great music. He's super talented and extremely handsome, so go spend time on his page. So like maybe the Germans here can help me. Like Almans is like this really annoying sort of, I don't know, old-fashioned conservative spießig type of German. Denise, thank you so much for the heart. And it's kind of like I don't know. It's not redneck, but it's Germany's own version of like a group of people that you can mock. And I feel like there's so many comments coming in that I'm losing track on each thought. So I'm going to try and be a little faster here. I'm sorry. Let me see here. Julian, I'm saying that you do sound American when you speak. Okay, thank you. Because the issue was that everyone was like, wow, you sound American. It's like, well, I am American. Geronimo, I'm a Latin boy living in Hamburg, and I love your channel. Thank you so much. Buezo, thank you. You're very respectful to be an American. I mean, I do love Germany. I mean, obviously, I wouldn't be here. Ich lerne Deutsch und deine Videos sind sehr hilfreich. That's not true, saucy boy. That's not true that they're helpful. I don't teach anything. That's no way. Let's see, I'm a German teacher in Tennessee and my students love your videos that I'm able to show. Oh, that's cool. Oh, that's great. Where in Tennessee do you teach? I have a lot of family in Tennessee, actually, so that's really cool. Let's see, please make die Schwaben. Listen to German music. It helps. I didn't have so much help listening to German music, but let's see. Alman is just the Arabic and Persian word for German. Okay, yeah, it's just like that's the literal translation, but talking about what the group, like, you guys should go to Instagram and look at this page, Alman Memes. Then you'll kind of get what I'm talking about. Let me just fix that. This is a funny expression here. OBZ says, you're the best digger. And in English, that sounds like someone who digs holes. You're the best digger. I'm like, thank you so much for working on the construction site today, Jordan. You're the best digger. I'm going to give you a raise. Here's more time off. But I love that expression. Like, you're the best digger. And honestly, coming from the South, where there is like an exorbitant amount of racism for black people, and then passing through Germans on the street and hearing the word digger, like, digger, you just kind of like have this thing of like, I'm sorry, what did you say? And then you have to realize, like, okay, they're saying a completely different word. Let's see here. Guys, welcome for joining the live. We have such a good group going here. This is awesome. Thank you. After watching your videos, my friend and I gaslight ourselves into way too difficult hikes for sport. Guys, you're punishing. Germans punish each other. What is up with that? You guys, is it like you're kind of like trying to forgive yourself, forgive your past? You're trying to forgive yourself for your ancestors' past by just punishing yourselves. Thank you, Wayne Experience, for the follow. I really appreciate that. Yes, Seth joined for sport. It's always very nice to join for sport because normally the people are getting very fat. Let's see. Why do people in Austria drink mayonnaise? I feel like something broke in the matrix, and this is like some sort of like mixture of things that doesn't click with normal human beings. Melamis, yeah, it does. Man, you've got so many badges. That's so crazy. That's so cool. Moki, how did you move to Germany? I took a plane. Digga and Alter are most important these days. Yeah, that's true. I hear that all the time. It's kind of like, I mean, it's basically saying like, dude, right? Like Digga and like Alter. That's so funny. I love Alter. Can you react to Pass the Mic by N-Hypen? Pass the Mic by N-Hypen. Let me see what this is. Pass the Mic. N-Hypen. Okay. Well, now I really feel like I said N-Hypen wrong because they're not German. N-Hypen. N-Hypen. That's how Germans say it. N-Hypen. Let's see what we got here. Let me just say right off the bat, I am such a fiend for choreographed dance. I'm such a fiend for it. When somebody has a good, well-cinema-photographed dance, you know, and they got good colors going on here. I'm such a music video fan. Oh, by the way, I have been invited to the Berlin Music Video Awards. So for those in Berlin, maybe sometime in the middle of June, it's like a 3-day festival, but I don't think I'm going to be there the whole time. But for a couple of days in mid-June, like 16, 17, 18, something like that, I'm going to be in Berlin. So I can try and maybe you guys can put some suggestions in the comments or in some messages here on TikTok of what some good ideas would be of some things to do and to make note of in Berlin while I'm there. Aber natürlich. I'm amazed by the accuracy of your Germanized English pronunciation. Thank you. Any tips like what to bring in Germany, like essentials from the Philippines? Well, I mean, okay, you just mean in general. Patience. So happy I found your account being a German living in America. Thank you, user 708-133-294-1003. That's for me is the most interesting thing is when somebody's a German who has moved to America and they're like, you know what? I like this guy's content. I have a feeling it kind of sometimes brings people, like brings people from these two countries together, like bridging the gap between Germany and America. I like that. And Hüppen is a really good with dance and raps and visuals are insane. Okay, let's continue. Let me check it out. The production value on this is out of this world. No. You don't need patience like a doctor has patience. You need patience like you need to be able to be comfortable with the amount of time that will pass before you feel comfortable. funny, Lars, that you say I'm exactly what you imagine when you think of an American, because I get so many Germans who say exactly the opposite. So many Germans who say, oh, well, obviously you're German because you look so German. I'm not really sure which one I'm happier to be. I'm not sure which one I'm happier being. I can't even talk today. I'm not sure which one makes me happier. Amber Blunt, do you like Currywurst? I do. But the thing is, it's kind of hard to get really good ones. I mean, I guess it depends on what city you're in, right? Because maybe it's just kind of hard to get really, really good ones in Munich. Because sometimes I really like it, and then, I don't know. Yeah, I do. But it's not something I order regularly. It really needs to be, like I'm visiting a city, and someone's like, hey, I know what to get us for lunch. And then I'm like, okay, it's all in your control. I'm going to follow your lead. And then you get someone to take you to a restaurant. There's no suggestions. Hey, do you have any food allergies? Do you have any restrictions? No, I'll eat anything. Okay, great. Come with me. Like, I know this guy. He has this small shop. It's amazing. It's at this corner of this place and blah, blah, blah. And then take you there. And then it's just like this surprise, great sauce, great meat, great pommes, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Sorry. Let's get back to the song. I love the video. I mean, the video is incredible. Such pretty men. You know what? It looks like the most, and I mean this in actually a nice way, it looks some shots like the new Resident Evil 4 remake. I know probably I'm the only person in this group right now who enjoys video games, but so pretty. That's crazy. Man, you know, the money that goes into great videos is just so striking to me. The money that goes into good music videos is just astounding. User 298192008330 4 says, get a new username, guys. How did you learn the German language? I would say I have barely obtained a comfortable level of understanding of the German language, and I did it through quite a lot of classes. Mostly, I found most success through one-on-one classes. I don't know why, but I took some intensive courses when I was like with groups of people, and I made some friends that way, which was nice. But then, I don't know. Then I would lose things. And I think like sticking with just one-on-one, just tandem things, kind of like a first date. You know, when you're on a first date with somebody, that's when you're paying the most attention and you're so zoned in and you love it. At least I am. And I feel like that worked the best with German classes. They're millionaires themselves already? From the music, I hope. Selena says he does not even speak German. Excuse me, Entschuldigung. Who said I don't speak any of... Now, hold your horses here. Musch spielt heyday. I have a B1 level certificate. I'll remind you.
Huh?
Excuse me. Ich spreche ein bisschen Deutsch. Okay? Okay. What do you do for work in Germany? Well, I make money from doing some partnerships with companies for the content creation that I do. First and foremost, I'd say I'm a musician. I do music for TV shows. There's a great TV show on RTL Plus called Wrong. It's 2 seasons, sitcom, very funny. I did the music for that show, did all the score and everything. And I have my own original music online. I have albums on Spotify, YouTube, everywhere. I do my own music. I've done that for years. And then, yeah, I mean, besides that stuff, I have a radio show. I almost forgot that. I have a radio show every Sunday on this cool private station called Ego FM. Every Sunday at 10 a.m., there's a radio show, and it's called American Sunday, and I've done that for a couple years now. And of course, people on the live don't hear the quality of this microphone, but I do have a weekly podcast. Marty says, not my Prince of Germany. I don't like the mustache. I'm so sorry to hear that I'm not your Prince of Germany. Oh, guys. Man, where did they get, like, how did they, these bands rent out airport hangars? This is crazy. B1 ist keine leichte Prüfung. Thank you, Trent. Wo wohnen Sie in Deutschland? Clev. You don't have to use Z with me. Okay? I order takeout pizza. I play video games. I make TikTok videos where I pretend to be a German guy who judges American restaurants. You don't have to use Z with me. In fact, I would go as far as to say, not just do, you can say do-do. Say, hey, do-do. I've gotten so offended by the use of Z, I forgot the question. Let's see here. Hello from San Antonio. You're going to come to Stuttgart. Nice, that's great. B1 is hard. Come on, took me years for Spanish. Yeah, B1. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I have accomplished a certain amount of German. I'm just kind of like in this moment, I'm not back in courses right now or something. Amber Blunt, do you like Elder Scrolls? I haven't, and this is kind of embarrassing, I haven't played it yet, but all the gameplay that I watch, all the Let's Plays and creators that I enjoy watching, it looks amazing. I just haven't gotten to it yet. You learn more German with me than you do Duolingo? Then may God have mercy on your soul. Says it's so strange to see you speaking in an American accent. Yeah, I mean, I realize that now, but it's so funny to me to do the German accent that people see for the videos for like a small portion of my day. But for most people, it's all they know. SKZ. I do want to continue on with this, but I also feel like I'm kind of losing some people because I feel like it's just you and me who's interested in this. But I promise that I will. Oh, they changed sets again. That's crazy. I'm kind of, they're under a classroom. It looks so cool. It looks like the most amazing video game that I would play. So many sets. These guys look so young too. It's crazy. I'm always so jealous of like bands and artists that look, you know, 19, and there's just like millions of views on their things. I lived in Frankfurt for 2 years. Your grocery store video was on point. My first trip to ID was mad. I'm telling you, there is nothing more like... There was nothing more existentially frustrating than going to a German supermarket. Like, going to a German supermarket as a normal human being will reshape you in the same way I imagine that prison would. Like, you go there so innocent, so naive, and so hopeful, and like, you're innocent, you're just an innocent kid. And you go there, and you get to the end, and there's just that bitter, snappy person behind this glass wall who is throwing your things over that scanner like they are boiling hot. They must be covered in knives, poison ivy, and the blood of demons, because it's just like, and if you don't catch everything into that bag and get everything settled very quickly, you're going to have everybody in that line leaning over out of that line and staring you down and checking you out and making sure that you're doing everything right and that you brought your own sustainable bag, because if you don't do that, then you're not a good German, and if you're not a good German, then you're just an Ausländer. And the whole thing is very frustrating. And then, of course, you have to remember to do mit Karte bitte at the end, and you have to do the scan right and get everything out of there, because the moment, the nanosecond that your things are into your bag and your things are done, the next person is in line. And if you're not out of there, they are standing over you, huddled over you. And there's no forgiving. There's no forgiving. That's my two cents on the German checkout supermarket culture. So let's see here. Hello. Guten Abend von den Philippinen. It threw me off to read a German sentence, but then at the end it said Philippines. Hello. Do they have self-checkout at German grocery stores? I'm trying to think if I saw that recently. Yes, of course. Yeah. I've seen them a few times here, but it's still very... For me, it's still new. The Bastard says, nice Sennheiser headphones. Thank you very much, The Bastard. Karl Marx says, hello. Hi emoji. Are you German or are you from the States? Well, if we haven't figured it out by now, my lovely, lovely friends, then maybe the mystery is just more fun. Maybe the mystery is just more fun. Trent Hudson, German grocery store? Es gibt keinen Weg zurück. That's true. Hello from Egypt. Hello from Munich to Egypt. Hello and greetings. Hero Trojaner says, ich liebe deutsche Supermärkte. You love the German supermarkets. Super, I almost said supermarks. Something's wrong with you. Something's broken with you. Hello from Norwegian. Which German grocery store is your favorite? Rewe, Edeka, Netto, Penny, Kaufland? Definitely not Penny. There is something so broken and destroyed about Penny. Something so shapeless and absent of hope and life. Something equivalent. It makes me feel like a cockroach scrounging around after the apocalypse. So probably Rewe or Edeka, somewhere in there. Ash, I love this, by the way. A guy named Ashtray says, yo Digga, was geht? Ich bin Ashtray. That's amazing. Never quit being yourself, Ashtray. Never stop. Tori, what up from Phoenix? I just got back from Germany and plan to move there in a few years. Any tips? Start trying to learn the language now, I guess, unless your goal is to make a career out of not speaking the language, kind of like I've done. Look, my name is Penny, and this is all accurate, but I didn't need the call out. Oh, Lord. Hello from Nepal. Hello. Hi. Aldi is goated. Yeah, Aldi is pretty. It can be good. My mother's husband was a German national, and you bring back fond memories of my young adult life. Well, thank you very much for watching. I appreciate that. Dying user 11047977080 says, dying to visit Germany. We know. It's always going to be there. I was an engineer for a company in Regensburg. Your vids make me so happy remembering those days. I'm very glad to hear that. Moin, I'm German. Yeah, you know, probably I wouldn't have assumed that you're not German by using moin, the most disgusting word in the entire language. Haruko Sato says my date is from Leipzig. So, wait, Haruko, are you on a date right now and you're looking at my live TikTok? Are they in the bathroom? Is the date going bad? I'm so curious now. Let's see here. I thought Mahlzeit was eklig. Trent, Mahlzeit is also absolutely mouth-stabbingly horrible. But somewhere between Moin and Mahlzeit is where I've died and left my body to drain its blood back into the Isar. Please come to North Germany and make content from the Baltic Sea. Every German is on holiday there. Maybe I should. Germ here, southwest of Hanover. Hello, Marieche. Marieche. That's not such an easy name to say, I have to say. Haruko, oh, 99. So you're not on a date right now? I mean, just kind of like just saying, you know, like just saying. Slay says, do I have a boyfriend? Why do so many people assume that I'm gay? Don't answer that question. And no, I don't. no one answer that question. Don't answer it. I'm shutting off the live. Don't answer that question. Let's see. Moin, moin, genau. Ugh, ugh, genau says, what level in German are you? I'm B1, but sometimes feel I don't know anything. Hey, ugh, ugh, genau. I'll tell you what, I'm also B1 and it's a drag. I mean, full stop. Getting past B1 is a drag. User 110479770805 says, is that a morning beer? Well, no, because it's after 5 p.m. But it does have some alcohol in it, so. Miatma, I'm mine. Thank you for the rose. Let's see. Love your content. Also, whatever floats your boat. Of course, if my boat was floated by anything, it'd be no problem. But I'm just curious sometimes what that means. Ja oder nein, ich weiß nicht yet. We'll see. He's coming to Norway to visit me. Oh, I see. You're anticipating a date. The date is headed your way. Okay. Well, a German is coming to Norway. Let's see. Bjorn says, are you German from Germany or ethnic German American that moved back to Germany? I hate to break your heart with such an awesome name like that, but I am not German at all. The thing is, if I were to do like a 23andMe, I would probably be able to figure out what part of me must have some sort of German roots. I mean, having the last name Prince and being, you know, white, there must be some connection to the to England or I don't know. I mean, where, you know, like it has to be somewhere where all the whiteys come from. So I don't know what that means, or I have never looked it up. You know, like exactly. Ashtray here says I look Norwegian or Swedish. Maybe it's that. Maybe I'm Swedish. I don't know. Prince is a name that I've looked up before and I've tried to research where it comes from. It basically brought up every single country imaginable. So it's very difficult to find the source of that. So I would have to do some sort of like ancestry.com or 23andMe. I'd be very curious to know if I have German roots. I've never actually done the research, but I get told all the time how German I look, and because I do the videos where I, you know, sound German or I try to mock German culture, you know, obviously it comes off that, you know, maybe I am German, but as of right now, I'm still not. South African here. We are moving to Germany in the next few months. Your content helps us. Well, Leanne West, I'm very happy to hear that. Let's see here. English people and the English language is Germanic. You got me there, Chill Krill. Olivia says I could be Irish as well. That's true. I wonder, at some point, with some German accent. Torb says, I used to live in the UK for 3 years, and at some point, I seemed I could mislearn that, like, you could lose the German accent. I think it might be easier for Germans who go to the UK to develop a more English speaking, like proper English British speaking accent than it might be to go to the States and develop an accent there. I knew a lot of Germans who moved to the States and they never lost their German accent. I think it's something about just how extremely different it is. the slang, sure, the mannerisms, the culture, I think that stuff always comes along with you when you move somewhere else. It sticks with you. You develop it. You know, you adapt, you adjust. But I think accent-wise, it might be easier for Germans to pick up an English accent over time than to pick up an American accent. But it also depends what kind of ear you have and how malleable you are, how flexible you are, and how open you are to that sort of thing. Let's see here. Ich finde es toll, dass immer mehr Leute Deutsch lernen. That sounds nice. It just skipped. Okay, here we are. Yeah, it depends on the age that you move. That's true. This Is My Hand says, I started watching Dark and I love it. That's a good show. Let's see here. Caroline, your videos bring so much joy to my friends and I who were Americans living in Germany in the military. I also get asked a lot if I'm connected to military, if I lived on a military base. Not only am I not connected to the military at all, but I've never even been on an American military base in Germany. I mean, I don't know if they allow people to go there as a tourist to like see it, but I don't know. I mean, I'm so curious about it, what it would be like to see the world, because it's kind of it's like living on a military base in a different country as an American must be so interesting, because it's kind of like a little portion of your country has been taken to a foreign country, and in this foreign country you have a little like pocketed, you know, small park where you live in a version of your country where everything is still in English, and you have these grocery stores and you have like some of your own products back from home. And but then you take like one step outside this fence and you're in a foreign country, and being a kid, if you go to a military school there, how adapted are you? How integrated are you? It's so fascinating to me. There's a TV show from HBO where I think the director is this Luca something. He's the director from Call Me By Your Name. Let me see here. Call Me By Your Name director, Luca Guadagnino, and he made this HBO show called We Are Who We Are, and it's about this kid who grows up or moves to an American military base in Italy. So I think that kind of thing is very interesting. Torbs, do you love some German TV shows or American shows dubbed in German? I don't like anything dubbed. This is really where I have the most like vicious, like drawing the line, the strongest, this is where I really, the strongest place where I'm holding my beliefs. I will die on the hill that I don't think anything should ever be dubbed. And that goes for things that are even translated into English from different countries. Like I would so much rather always, I've always been this way. I would always rather watch a film or television show in its original language and have the adapted subtitles that I can read. You know, when I was going to university or when I was in high school, I got into so many like Almodovar movies, like Spanish language movies. I was getting into French cinema. I was getting into like, you know, the classics like 400 Blows and all these amazing movies from all around the world. And when I was doing that, I was kind of learning to get kind of into foreign language films. And I was adjusted completely after the first two or three movies to reading subtitles. You really forget about it. And when you come to Germany and you find out that 95% of content from all around the world comes here and gets dubbed, it's horrendous, man. You know, you watch a movie you've seen 1,000 times, like some George Clooney movie like Oh Brother, Where Art Thou or something. And then you hear, who is this guy? Who is this voice? That's not Clooney. You watch some Adam Sandler movie that you've seen 1,000,000 times. You're like, that's not his voice. Steve Carell, what is this guy from The Office on Netflix? That's terrible. It's such a weird, twisted way to treat like content that took people years and years and so much heart and love and effort to make. And then it gets in this country and it's just all of the essence of the actors are ripped away by some other, you know, there's nothing on the dubbing actors, the voice actors, that's their living. And I'm sure that for some other things, maybe they, you know, contribute their talents in different ways that aren't as offensive to me. But dubbing voices is just, for me, the worst thing you can do. It just butchers a movie or a TV show. I would always much rather watch German products, or for that matter, from any country, in original language with English subtitles. For me, that's no problem. There are little solutions these days. There's a cool app called the Greta app, which I've used in Germany before. I went to go see Elvis when it came out at a theater that primarily only plays German dubbed films. And what it does is it's an app that uses the microphone on your phone to sync up with the audio in the cinema. And then what happens is you're wearing your AirPods or your headphones in the cinema and you hear the original dialogue, for example, Tom Hanks and Austin Butler, you hear them here and you're seeing the film on screen. So it's a little funny the first couple minutes because, you know, you hear the German dub still coming out of the speakers, but in your headphone, you get the close personal, you know, original audio. And then, after a couple minutes, your brain switches that off and then you're just watching a normal movie in the original language, you know, and that for me was priceless. It was awesome. Let me see how much time I've spent here. I know I can't go too much longer, although I'm having a lot of fun here. It feels very sporadic for me. Let me see. I'll take two more things here and then I'm going to wrap up because I got to do some things. Let's see. Yeah, it's so odd hearing me speak an American accent. I know. We love to watch you. Thank you, Haruko. Haruko Sato. I went to the cinema in Hamburg with friends from the UK and they were shocked to be able to watch the movie in English. I get that. They, you know, it makes sense, but what are your favorite German music artists and bands? Do you like Seed? I know of this band, Seed. People told me a lot about Seed. I never really spent time with them. I'm sorry. The only German acts that I like actually genuinely like, are just smaller indie bands that I've met on my own festival tour, like Cosma Joy, Angela Aux. I like some songs by Kites. There's these guys, Giant Rooks. Everybody likes Milky Chance. This kind of band that like is a German group, but does music in a fresh, original way, you know, singing, you know, mostly in English, but does have some German tracks. That's the kind of stuff that I like. I'm trying to think of any. What was this German hip hop? Oh, Fat Tony. Big shout out to Fat Tony. Like a great, great, great German rapper. Super cool guy. Big fan. Rai says, are you sure you don't have any German roots? We already talked about that. I really have no idea. I really couldn't tell you, but maybe let me know, guys, in the comments or in the messages if I should do like a live or like a video series of me doing an ancestry.com or 23andMe sort of situation to get my DNA and figure out if I have German roots and where they come from. Let me know if you think I should do that. I think that would be a lot of fun. Guys, I'm going to end the live here. This was so much fun. This audio that you're listening to, this is the podcast Artsy Fartsy Immigrants. There is a TikTok for this podcast. I'm going to use clips from this, live TikTok to make some social media for this. My Instagram is at Jordan Prince. We have Artsy Fartsy Immigrants everywhere on social media. Check it out. It comes out every Thursday all around the world, every single podcast platform. Thank you for being here, guys. You're amazing. I really appreciate you so much. So thank you. And yeah, more content coming up. There's a new video every single day. So thanks for joining. All right, guys. Thanks for the likes. Love you. Thanks. Bye. Whoops. There it is. Ah, my fat thumb. All right, guys. So we had some great, a few thousand viewers on this one. Some really nice gifts and badges from viewers. This was really nice. This was really great. Just final updates for today's episode. We talked about with Mobat last week about the Berlin Music Video Awards. They have offered me a two-night stay in a 5-star hotel. So I'm going. I'm going, baby. I'm going to go first coming up next week is I'm going to go to Amsterdam to be a part of the Tony's Chocolonely Fair. Going to be in a hotel there. I'm flying off June 7th, be back June 9th. Going to try and get some good content for the podcast there. And then later in mid-June, around the 16th, I'm going to go to Berlin for 2 days and be a part of the Berlin Music Video Awards. Got some access passes, also a nice hotel. And then, yeah, Migrapreneur, last week was the Migrapreneur interview. So this stuff with Mo was 2 weeks ago. Just shows how busy things have been. We had Anna Alvarez from Migrapreneur on last week. So if you haven't heard that interview, go check it out. All the partnerships with that company right now are done, but they were very happy with everything. So I think we'll do more. And currently I'm waiting to hear feedback on a concept that I pitched to the shoe company Crocs. They are going to have me make a TikTok. And I made a concept. I made a script of a story, of a video, how I would do it. And the woman that I'm in contact with liked it. So she's pitching it to the superiors, and we'll see. And then last but not least, at the end of July, I have an advertisement. I'm going to be the host of an ad for the company Gore-Tex, which I always think of George Costanza in that big puffy jacket, where Jerry just slaps him across the chest 100 times. going to be doing an ad for Gore-Tex, Crocs, going to go to Tony's in Amsterdam, going to go to Berlin. It's really, really a fun, exciting time. And I hope I can bring you guys some really good stuff. And yeah, at the end of June is the film fest. I've been invited to a couple of the film parties. Like I said, really exciting time. I'm very grateful. And I'm really looking forward to what all this new, exciting things, what they bring, you know, to the table. So I think that might be it for this week. Sorry for, when I do the live TikToks, I know they can be chaotic. So I'm sorry for the spontaneity of them. Maybe next week I can try and do another normal one where I'm just really talking and letting my thoughts find their full thesis before getting shut off. But, you know, it's always exciting. So thank you guys for listening. Please share, like, subscribe, the whole jazz. It really means a lot. It really helps me. So thank you for listening. Hope you had fun, and I'll be back next week. Look out, baby. The saints are coming through. And it's all over now, baby blue. Artsy Fartsy Immigrants, ein Podcast von John Prinz und Moritz Batscheider. Produziert für M94.5.